Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 X. To you, Andy is out for a couple days. She'll be back Monday. I'm Dave Cruz here with producer Donnie. And when Andy was here, we had to have some discussions with you off air, Donnie, about your appearance. So now it's time to bring it on air.
Okay.
You have such a sweet little baby face.
Thank you.
What have you done to it?
So I'm letting it grow out. I'm getting a beard.
I've known you for 12 years?
12 years.
Something like that. Yeah. I've never seen you even with one little whisker. It seems like you were always clean shaven.
Yes.
All the time, every day.
Every single day. I've never gone probably more than 2 days without shaving. And now I'm at, what, four?
So what's the reason for it?
I'm
assuming you lost a bet or the wife told you to do it or... No?
None of the above. So we, Michelle and I, my wife, had to go dog sit my in-laws because they went to Atlantic City. And I forgot to pack my razor. So I could have just used hers, but I do electric razor because I'm scared.
Okay.
So I forgot. So I went 2 days and then it was starting to grow. And I was like, you know what? Let's just try it. And
okay.
Then I came in and this, it just.
What do you think? It's not
weird. Good? It's weird.
Because before Andy left us yesterday, because I haven't shaved for a while. But the thing is, I never do because I'm single. No one cares.
Yeah.
I'll shave like 2-3 times a month. Nobody cares or even really notices. I'm always just, you know, I'm always covered in dog hair. I'm always stinky. No one cares if I'm unshaven. It would be weird if I did shave every day. But before Andy left yesterday, she told us both to make a deal with her that we would not shave until she comes back on Monday.
Yes.
So it'd be four more days, Friday, Saturday.
Four more days. So it's like a
week.
Can you
go 4 more days if it's already annoying you and itchy?
Well, the thing I like about it is now I have like 10 minutes extra in. Like extra time in
not shaving, yeah,
like in the morning. Yeah. But it's going to be tough because it really does itch.
Well, and especially, what does your wife think? Because Andy made a good point that, you know, when it's clean shaven, you know, for a girl getting close to a guy's face, that's great. When it gets longer and it's more furry, that's fine. But it's this giant window of stubbliness that is awful. So does your wife?
She's not a fan, but she said, if you want to do it, go ahead, because she's never seen me with. You know, stubble or anything. And I said, Michelle, I haven't seen me with this. So, but her birthday is actually tomorrow. So this is a nice little birthday gift for her, I guess.
Stubble. The gift that keeps on giving.
So we actually took a picture too yesterday.
That's right. With Andy. So,
so
you're going to put
like
it up
before and after. Yes. Yeah,
so okay. So put it up. Right, check out our social media and the Andy Summers Show page and let us know what you think about our little caveman producer here. With his big shaggy beard.
I'm still a baby face.
All right, let us know. Check out the Andy Summers Show page at 92.5xtu.com.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.